Random House Audio presents Paul Newman, A Life, by Sean Levy. This is Mark Cashman. Shaker Heights was a dream within a dream, part Garden of Eden, part Camelot, part World of Tomorrow. It had lawns and trees and winding roads and handsome homes and golf courses and some of the nation's best schools and rapid transit into the heart of a major city. Its parks were slices of raw wilderness, left unspoiled, and right at hand to enjoy. At its heart, Shaker Square was a modern, well-appointed shopping district, built to recall a New England village green. The town was among the crests of that great energetic wave of American expansion known as the Roaring Twenties. A man who brought his family to live there could count himself a true success. And children born there could count themselves truly lucky. Or so it would seem. Shaker Heights was a cloister, said Paul Newman, who grew up there from the age of two. It happens that he was a restless sort. But it also happens to be an apt description. The town had, in fact, been built on hallowed ground. Shaker Heights stood about 10 miles from Public Square, the traditional heart of Cleveland, Ohio. Originally known as North Union, the area had first been settled in the 1820s by a colony of Shakers, one of those Protestant sects that thrived in young America and that took its name from the physically vigorous style of prayer practiced by its adherents. They called their new home the Valley of God's Pleasure, but it didn't please God for them to thrive there for long. Shakers are, by doctrine, celibate, increasing their numbers only through adoption and conversion.